Hi, I'm Father Ben. Welcome to English Bible.
The Bible is a collection of books.
Filled with grace, God's inspired word.
漫游英语，圣经奇境。English Bible Story Discovery. 以轻松的心情，聆听如童话般的英文圣经故事。由杨应旺神父带领，大人小孩一起踏上发现之旅。
Hi, I'm Father Dennis. Welcome once again to our English Bible Story Discovery. Our story for today is Jesus Before the Sanhedrin. The guards bring Jesus before the priests of the temple, gathered hurriedly during the night. The priests, 70 of them, make up this assembly called Sanhedrin. Chief of the Sanhedrin is the high priest, Caiaphas. The high priest questions Jesus about his disciples and his teachings. Jesus replies, I have spoken publicly to the world. I have always taught in a synagogue or in a temple area. And in secret, I have said nothing. Why ask me? Ask those who heard what I said to them. One of the temple guards strikes Jesus and says, Is this the way you answer the high priest? Jesus answers, If I have spoken wrongly, testify to the wrong. But if I have spoken rightly, why do you strike me? Jesus before the Sanhedrin. 耶稣在评议会面前。The Sanhedrin, as mentioned here, 那评议会就是犹太人的最高的评议会，就是在暗中聚齐。They secretly in the night gathered together. This is the night that they arrested Jesus from the garden. Remember, Jesus went to the garden and prayed with his disciples, and the guards went there to arrest him.And now the story continues. The guards brings Jesus. Guard 就是士兵，但是这边是多数的 guards， 可以说是兵队。所以 the guards bring Jesus， 兵队带耶稣，带他到哪里 ？Before the priests of the temple， 啊，就是带到圣殿的司祭们啊 ，priest 就是司祭嘛，啊，多数也司祭们。Temple 就是圣殿，他们把耶稣带到司祭们前。Gathered hurriedly during the night， 描述那些司祭人怎么聚集，他们是匆匆忙忙的在那晚上聚集。The priests， 那司祭们 ，70 of them， 就是70个啊 ，70 就是70。因为这个 Sanhedrin 就是犹太教的最高评议会，有70个司祭组成的啊 ，70 priests make up this assembly 啊，就是造了这个组成这个啊会议，他们叫 Sanhedrin， 就是这个名称给他们犹太人给这个名称。Chief of the Sanhedrin 就是这个 Sanhedrin 的啊领袖，就是 the high priest， high priest 就是大司祭。那时的大司祭名字是 Caiaphas， 凯发啊。The high priest questioned Jesus 啊，这个大司祭询问耶稣 ，question 就是询问，询问他 about。His disciples and his teachings. 啊，所以这个大司祭询问耶稣关于他的门徒以及他的教训。 他的教导啊 ，disciple 就是门徒嘛 ，teaching 就是教导。那耶稣如何回答 ？Jesus replies， 耶稣回答说 ，I have spoken publicly to the world， 啊，我公开的与众人讲。啊，为什么还要 to the world？ 就是面对世界。哦，就如果比较顺的去。真的去翻译说我公开为世人讲话啊，就是他没有偷偷摸摸的讲，他就是很公开的与大家讲道。 I have always taught in a synagogue， 我从时教在哪里，在聚会所啊，还有 or in the temple area， 或者在那个圣殿地方，意思是说他很公开的。And in secret, I have said nothing. 在暗室，我没有讲过什么。所以耶稣都是在公开的地方讲话。所以他说 ，Why ask me? 为什么问我 ？Ask those who heard what I said to them. 问那些听过我跟他们讲的。所以他的意思就是我没有什么秘密。 I don't have any secret. One of the temple guards strikes Jesus. 那些圣殿的士兵之一打了耶稣。 Strike 就是殴打或是打击。 Strike Jesus and said， 然后说Is this the way you answer the high priest? 答复大司祭是这样的吗？哦，所以这个士兵是在为这个大司祭维护。但是耶稣说 ，Jesus answers， 耶稣回答说 ，If I have spoken wrongly， 如果我讲的不对 ，testify to the wrong， 请告诉我。错在哪里 ？But if I have spoken rightly， 当如果我讲的是对的 ，Why do you strike me？ 你为什么打我？哦，在这个故事我们可以看到两个很明显的派，一个是黑暗的，一个是光明的。在故事开始 ，in the beginning of the story， we heard that the priests gathered hurriedly during the night。这是司祭们是匆匆忙忙的，在黑暗中，在晚上的时候聚集。But Jesus spoke openly, publicly to the world in the temple and in the synagogue during the day。耶稣是公开的。光明大道，在圣殿或在犹太的聚会所，在那边教导。It's between light and darkness， 就是那个光明跟黑暗的对比。耶稣属于光明，那些司祭在暗示做一些陷阱啊。The priest, the high priest。Together with the members of the Sanhedrin are plotting in the night. 我们 we as followers of Christ, 作为耶稣的跟随者 we live in the night. 我们活在光明中 we live in Jesus' light. 我们活在耶稣的光 we follow his teaching. 我们也按照他的教导而活出。We are not afraid, 我们不怕。Because we believe Jesus is the truth. 因为我们知道，我们相信耶稣就是那真理。Hope you enjoyed our story for today. Until next time, remember, practice your English, share our story to your friends and families. Goodbye and God bless.